I remember Apollo 13, the space mission to the moon, very well. It was 1970, and people had become disinterested almost in spaceflight because of our great successes. But then it came, a disaster among this ship, and the whole world fought to get them home safely. I remember some things about that particular event, and this is one of them. They had been in space for days with no heat, and they were freezing. Their bodies were exhausted. Their minds were distraught because they knew their odds of getting home just like the rest of the world did. Lovell, the commander, wanted the ground to give him a re-entry procedure, but none had been established because of the extreme conditions and the extreme lack of power granted to the ship. Lovell became short and testy with the ground control folks, and he demanded a procedure. The reply from the ground came this way: Ken's working on it. And he knew what that meant. His old friend, Ken Mattingly, the one to whom he had often turned, and the one to whom he trusted, had the problem. Lovell's reply was simple: Ken's working on it. With those words, everything went calm and quiet. With those words, you could feel the air around you relax. He could taste hope, and so could everyone else. Ken, the one that had been left behind, had the problem to solve. John chapter 14, verse 6 says this: Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. We can depend upon the strength and knowledge of an almighty God who created this world and who also created grace that will get us safely home. I'm Robbie Owens. That's my humble opinion.